Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and
bro, chill. How was your O-ship experience, dog?
It was amazing, bro.
Yeah?
It was beautiful, yeah. It was the first O-ship, yeah?
Hey, man, that thing is crazy. Ghost lady.
Yes. It's Kyle on the first night, wasn't
hey,
it?
Bro.
What happened?
I missed my set. I was meant to play on the main stage.
He missed the set on the boat. And he's on the boat.
I know.
And he missed the set.
Is the boat that massive? But it looks huge. So.
Yeah, no, it's
the boat
massive.
Is massive.
But it was my first time. I got too excited. I was with Biggs and Terry's. We were taking shots. And then my set was at 11. At about 10, I got to, boy, let's go take a quick nap, boy.
Oh.
I woke up at like 3, 4.
Yeah, and we were neighbors. I didn't hear anything from
you. You were my neighbor?
I was right next door.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But I saw your woman more than I saw you.
You saw my woman?
Yeah, more
where?
Than I saw you.
I
like around.
I thought you were not going with your woman.
Why would I go with my woman?
Mm. Oh. Mm. So, Gandhi, which woman are you talking about?
The only women. Gandhi, how many women are there?
How? Oh.
Hey, bro, I said I'm not going to go with my woman.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You did.
When was this?
Yeah.
Oh, one of the episodes. We can roll it back. Eh?
Yeah.
Hey, we got
yeah.
proof.
Don't lie, guys.
Hey.
Man, I went with my woman to O-ship. Why would I go to O-ship and not go with my woman? It's a beautiful experience. You're out there in the Indian Ocean on a beautiful cruise. Why would you not go with your significant other?
You know what? We'll find that episode.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Did you come with your woman?
No, I was alone.
That's why you missed your set.
And I got a missed call from your woman. On the night you got your miss, yeah, because I sort my Wi-Fi out the following morning. I'm like, I need you. Miss calls, video miss calls.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe show you to see if I'm there with my woman. Because my woman is on my WhatsApp status, on my WhatsApp
profile. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, yeah, she's here, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a great time, man. It was beautiful. So many chillers were out there.
Yo,
well.
Dude.
A lot of people were like, yo, we're here because you guys, you know, pushed the old ship.
Oh,
it was
that
beautiful.
Is so
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why you saw my woman more than me was because. You know me, I don't like dancing and stuff and in crowds
it's
and whatnot.
It's not that you don't like it, you can't.
No, I don't like it. You know I don't like it. I don't like it.
But can
like
you?
So, I also, she's there for the experience, remember? Now, I can't be like, yeah, sit here, yeah, with VIP here and just chill with me. You know what I mean? No.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, go have fun and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So then she would go in and have fun, and that's where you would see her. If she go on this floor, go on the other floor, and, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
That's what she's there for.
No,
you know what I mean?
Fun,
so
yeah.
I was more laid back, chilled, observing the whole thing and stuff. Because
I heard you went to the jacuzzi.
No, never.
Oh, someone told me he saw us upstairs in the jacuzzi. With
no, lady. With?
His woman.
Oh, no, I didn't go into the jacuzzi.
Mm.
I was just up. I didn't go into the jacuzzi. You know, you can't even, you can't. You know you can't. He came like, oh, Saul, I can't do this. I'm like, what's, oh, come down. Oh, my God. I'm like, come down, what's going on? Pictures. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Pictures. I'm like, what, they haunting you, pictures? What, man? Pictures, they all want pictures. Everybody wants pictures. I'm like, yeah, dog, you're McG, of course they want pictures. And stuff, you know?
Dude, you couldn't even eat, bro. You couldn't.
Yeah, you couldn't eat. You literally, me, I'm even worse. I'm with my woman, and it's clear that I'm with my woman. And then, you know, and I think we created that, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, someone would come, but like, is this roadkill, you know?
Oh.
Like, again.
Oh, and then, like, picture. Somebody else comes, right? It's like, hey, man, I can see you eating. I just want to greet. I'm like, all right, cool, bro. What's up? It's like, I'm good. Okay, can we take a picture then? I'm like, I'm with my woman eating, but it's fine. Cool. And then he's like, okay, great. He's like, no. Can she take the picture? I'm like, yo, bro, you said you don't want to grieve. And that's one thing I never do. I never allow you to give my woman, because she didn't sign up. Some people don't understand. She didn't sign up for this. And me, I did. So it's fine. Just take the picture. We're eating. It's fine. You know?
Yeah.
You know? And I also, I'm like, well, it's not like a, it's a big ship. I also get it.
Yeah.
But another part of me was like, it's not like I'm doing that eating and like, cheers, guys. I'm chopping off now. I want to swim back home, right? I mean, I'm still here. You know? I'm still here. You know? But what a ball, man. But hey, I saw you crying, man. But I understood.
Yeah.
And also, you get it. People, it's the first time and they see us, they're thinking it's probably the last time. So they want to obviously savor the moment and take the opportunity.
No, the love was real, man. Oh, the love was amazing. Shout out to Fresh and Euphonic, man. Oh. Are you going to do another one?
Fresh and Euphonic. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. I want to do another one, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a beautiful, really beautiful experience. I really want to do another one. And also the next one is on a whole bigger ship.
Oh, yeah, so.
In that one, there's a ship within a ship.
Taibo.
Yeah.
It's like ship. What's that movie, Leonardo DiCaprio? Inception.
Yeah.
You know, ship inception. Yeah. Ship within, like a relationship within a relationship. You guys know that, you know? From the stories you tell me. You know ships within ships?
Yo.
No, not Sif or Tato.
Oh, okay, okay.
Tato's not involved in those scandals.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to fact check that?
Hey. Tato went on a fact finding mission. You want to go? Hey. See what's happening.
Do we need to call HR for this?
We didn't say date in the workplace, guys. Yeah, why? We didn't say date. M7Z. Sorry, man. That's bad. But yeah, I kind of want to go on next year's. I want to go on next year.
Anyway, end up. What do you mean? What's going on? Welcome to the podcast and chill. We are back.
Yes.
Coming at you from Mashavela Studios. Make sure you email podcast@mashavela.co.za. Does that even work, bro? Like, because we say it all the time, but do people actually book here?
They do, they do. I mean, remember, that's why even when we come, we need to say we're going to utilize the studio at this time.
Yeah.
I think for that. Remember, there was a living room set up. Either a podcast or something. I believe it works. Yeah. Believe he's getting. I mean, look at O Ship, right? I mean, a lot of people are like, we came to see
you.
Yeah, we were there because of you. We're chillers. Yeah. So the advertising genuinely works. I mean, you know, when we did the thing with the TV guys, I mean, they said, hey, the numbers look amazing. The numbers look great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 100%. Amstel dumped us, but they probably had great numbers. Oh, it got canceled because of COVID, but they were going to get great numbers for that thing they were pushing.
Yeah.
So the numbers are crazy. We do bring the numbers.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. Ooh. Anyway, our president, what's going on with him, man?
Hey, your uncle.
Hey,
are we presidentless, guys? What's the story?
But it was bound to come down to this, I think. I mean, when we all heard of that thing, number one is, it sounds like rules are broken. How are you keeping that much cash in foreign currency?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got the Foreign Exchange Act, don't we? That stipulates how money can come in, how much you can have of foreign currency.
Yeah.
So already, and he just made it seem like a small thing. Of course, there was some shit that just was not done legally there. So he has to face the music now, man.
Just to break it down for people that don't know, an independent panel investigating Phalaphala Farmgate found that President Ramaphosa may have a case to answer. And the funny thing is, he introduced the step-aside rule for Ace, remember?
Yes, for Ace, exactly.
So he might have to fall under his own sword.
He has to. He has to step aside, bro. You know, apparently, he was ready to resign, but some people were like, don't. And Gwede was one of those people.
Yeah.
There was a video of Gwede on some, like, he was 10 years Secretary General when Zuma was president, and he'd do anything to protect that office, etc. And he's still going to do the same because the ANC, whatever. He's essentially saying, ANC, before doing the right thing. ANC before anything, before its constituencies, which are the voters and the people who love the ANC. And the ANC will always do that. Look out for the ANC, you know?
Yeah. It is alleged that about $600,000 were stashed in a sofa.
More
than that.
Yeah, more. Jeez. The panel, that investigatory panel, whatever, said the money is more. It's more than just that,
fuck
bro.
Fuck me, bro.
It's way more.
He could have sorted out load shedding, bro, with that kind of money.
They were going to eat. They were going to chow. They were going to chow the money. Never, bro. Look, it's not about what he could have done with the money. It's his private money, I guess. But it's like, how and why? You know, how did it come to be that you've got so much in cash and why? You know, and why don't you, you know, do you run your own private investigations and stuff when there's police and you don't declare and you're not being honest, number one, with the amounts, and number two of, you know, how the fuck do you have so much money in US dollars, foreign currency? Well, he did say they bought buffaloes, didn't he?
Yeah, he said some American guy bought buffaloes.
Yeah, yeah, but
the buffaloes,
how did an American guy bring in the money, and you as the president should be like, how the fuck do they have so much money in my country?
But the buffaloes are still there in the farm. He hasn't picked them up.
That was the problem. Mm. Yeah.
He bought they bought buffaloes and they didn't collect.
Yeah, he bought like 20 buffaloes.
No, 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 they bought from him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they're still there.
Yeah, and they're still there.
And the guy didn't collect. You see? Yeah. It's just shady, dubious, funny, weird.
What's the name of that specific? It's not buffaloes.
Is it Ankoli?
Ankoli, yes.
Oh, Ankoli.
The Ankoli.
Yes. Yeah.
Damn, look at you, ghost lady, eh?
She doesn't believe.
Yeah, Ankoli.
No, because people are thinking buffaloes. They'll be like, which are these buffaloes? 20 buffaloes. Special... No, this is special.
But the Ankolis are inkomo.
Yes.
Isn't Ankoli Inkom?
Yes, but
Inkom, not buffaloes.
Yeah,
Ankoli. It's the one with those horns.
Yeah, those horns.
From where? Uganda, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Kenya, Uganda, you find them around
or
Rwanda.
Extreme.
You find them around those areas. East Africa, you find them as well.
So Lukaku's an Ankoli.
No, he's Congolese, man. I don't think you find them. Huh?
Togo.
Romelu Lukaku.
Congolese. Lukaku, Congolese. Not Togo.
Togo is Adebayo. Yeah. No.
Yeah, Togo is Adebayo. Yes. Yeah. Hey! He knows it. Hey, nice one. Yeah, Togo, yeah. No, he's definitely Congolese descent.
So it is alleged that $600,000 or more were stashed in a sofa and not declared to the Reserve Bank. No case was opened during the robbery, but instead a secret investigation was conducted by the head of Presidential Protection Unit, Major General Walter Walter. Walter Rood, Sergeant Ricotto and Trevor Fredericks, and a social worker. It was also revealed that the President Ramaphosa sought the help of Namibian President and the Namibian police to arrest the suspects who fled the country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call our political analyst, Mr. Machova.
Mr. Machova.
Yeah, man. Machova. Find out what's going to happen with this, man.
Hey, but what every time I speak to Zugile, it sounds very anti-Ramaphosa, so I can't wait to hear. Pro-Zuma, very anti. Can't hear, you know?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear what he's going to say.
Yeah, man. It's interesting. Interesting times. But he's got to step down, bro. He's got to. Hey, comrade. How are you, comrade?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
We're great, man. You live on the podcast. Sol is here. Ghost Lady's here. What's going on? Please break it down for us, Mr. Machova.
What's going on? Where, my comrade?
With Cyril Ramaphosa, is he stepping down or what?
No, he wouldn't make that mistake. It would be a big mistake if he does that. It's a flimsy report. It's inconclusive. The panel admits that there are a number of things that they didn't get. I mean, there's an investigation from the NPA, which is done, led by the Hawk. Around 50 people have been interviewed from that investigation. As you know, Public Protector has also put another investigation. This panel was working without any of that information. A lot of the findings that they made was from hearsay as opposed to real evidence.
So
now, a president cannot step down based on a flimsy, inconclusive evidence that's based on hearsay.
So are you saying it's possible the president does not have a case to answer?
The president will... Before we even have a panel, let's not mess around here. Before we even have this panel, the president had a case to answer.
Mm.
You know, there were so many dollars stuffed somewhere in his sofas. Mm. You're asking
already, that's
why
a deal,
do you have so many dollars stuffed in your sofas? Yeah, so already that's an issue. No one is saying that he stole the money or maybe it was public money. No, it was not. It was his money. It's just that you can't be keeping so many foreign currency in your house.
So what's going to happen?
Then there's the whole issue of the cover-up itself, the abuse of state resources, calling a Namibian president to assist in a clandestine investigation, et cetera, et cetera.
So what's going to
happen? We already knew that even before.
So what's going to happen at the conference, the ANC conference? It's 2 weeks away, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Right now, the president has taken this matter on a review. which then paves processes around the conference to start. But before that happens, we need to have this NEC meeting that was cancelled, that was supposed to happen yesterday.
Yes.
It was called the wrong way. Basically, it was just going to be an illegal meeting. The way things work in the ANC, when there's going to be an NEC meeting, the official from Parliament will brief what is called the National Working Committee of the ANC. It's a different structure that is made up of the top six plus 20 people who are picked from the NEC, and then additional so-called ex-official member, which is basically one member from the Youth League, one member from the Women's League, and one member from the Veterans League. That makes a structure of 29 people. That's the NWC that people have been talking about, you hardly hear about it. Once that structure is briefed, then that structure takes a decision to call a National Executive Committee of the ANC. Someone in this case, in yesterday's meeting, jumped the gun, maybe got excited, thought when the NEC is here, which is an 86-member body, when the NEC is here, probably they might win the political battle and try and force the president to resign. That's what happened yesterday. What's next? This is what is happening now, right? This weekend, these meetings are happening, and we are thinking that on Sunday, latest Monday, there will be an NEC meeting. We'll give an outcome. It's very important that this NEC meeting sits, because it needs to instruct the ANC MPs in Parliament how they are going to vote when this matter is being put to a vote. It can't be put. Actually, all political parties must take a position. Whether you've got 40 MPs or 30 MPs, what is going to be the official position, whether you are the EFF or the DA? So the ANC is now going to have that meeting to instruct its MPs so that they don't just vote whichever way they like. The party will say, this is the party position, and this is how we are going to vote. It is that vote that will determine what happens next.
So what about the step-aside rule?
The step-aside rule is simple. It says, you need to be charged and indicted to appear in court. That's the issue. If you don't have that particular condition, everyone is just going to go to the police station and say, I am charging Paul Masatile. Now that we've got case number, what, he must step down. No, it doesn't work like that. The fact that you've been charged does not necessarily mean that there is a case against you. That docket not goes to the NPA, the senior public prosecutor looks at the document and see if the case is winnable, etc. Then you are indicted to appear in court. Now we have a case against you. Now when there's a case against you, which can drag for 6 months or whatever, and you've got certain responsibilities that you must do, every time you appear in court, people say, that one who is a member of the ANC, it brings the ANC into disrepute. So that's why they say, in that case, you step aside. In this particular case, the president has not been indicted to appear in court. If he were to be indicted to appear in court, he would have to step aside.
But it seems like that's where this is going, man. I don't think, I mean, you did say that there's other investigations taking place, public protector as well. But like you said, you know, the fact that the man had all these millions of dollars in cash in his sofa, it's going to get down to that. And also, what does it mean for his presidency? Because he got to the presidency branding himself as, I mean, of course, you know, this does not prove that he's corrupt, because the money, number one, is not ill-gotten, but he said he's a man of values, Tuma Mina, a man who's honest, and that was his trump card to say he's trying to clean out the ANC. But this just exposes that he lied, you know, to the country, to Parliament, and he's also shady in some degree, maybe not in his political dealings, but he's still the president.
Yeah, at face value, a lot of that can be true. That's why we are in this situation in the first place. But legally, there's nothing that is tangible that you can hold on to. As this panel said, they couldn't make a legal finding on it. And yet they continue to make what looks like a political smear campaign, you know, using words like may have. Somebody who may have committed something may also have not committed something.
True.
You know, so yeah, it's quite a tricky situation. You know, a few years ago, the head of the Scorpion, Bulelani Nuga, once said there is a prima facie case of corruption against Jacob Zuma, but we are not sure it is winnable in court. What is the point of making a statement like that? You are not sure it's winnable in court. That's just a political smear campaign, you know? we are in a situation that's very similar to that.
But surely there's no way back for him.
Politics is a numbers game. This is a man who's going to conference with nomination of over 70% of the branches. The branches made this nomination and chose him, already knowing about Palapala, going back to June, July. So for 6 months, they have known that there's a possibility of this. Remember, President Thabo Mbeki said to the NEC, we need to have a discussion about this thing. What if the panel comes out with a finding like this? What do we do? And people said it was Mbeki being Mbeki. And now it's quite clear. Mbeki has always been a smart guy, you know. So going to conference, he still goes to conference at the moment as the most powerful person in the ANC. He's the only person who's got over 2,000 nominations from the branches, but over 70% of 3,900 branches, you know. So, and even if you look who is the closest rival, there are around 900, you know. Let's say you are looking at Zweli Mkhize, for instance. There was a time Zweli Mkhize was very popular when he was MEC of Health, handling the issue of COVID-19. Very upright, upfront, very knowledgeable person, etc. We thought he was a clean guy. No one knew about this this corruption scandal that ended up engulfing him. You know, so even him is not, he's not a clean guy. There is no appetite for D.D. Mabuza to step up. Even the branches have not nominated him high up, especially for that particular position. The next popular guy, or at least powerful in terms of the position and influence that he holds, becomes Paul Mashatile. Remember, he's treasurer. He's also now acting secretary general since Ace Magashule was forced to step aside. And then he's also acting deputy secretary because, unfortunately, Jesse Duarte passed away. So one man in that top six is for three positions. So he's very influential in that case in terms of approving who goes to conference, which region it stands, which branches stand, which province stands, etc. We're not saying that he's going to manipulate the process, but a lot of power is in his hand. This particular NEC that collapsed on Friday, for instance, no one wants to come out now and say, who called the NEC without following due processes? That NEC was called by the secretariat. The head of the secretariat is Paul Mashatile.
All right, no. Comrade, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, but most importantly, Maxi, I mean, this thing, it affects everyone. It should be an interest to everyone. Remember when Cyril came through, he announced 1 million internships, paid internships for young people. Now, this is an issue that is very important in South Africa with 60% of young people unemployed. You know, and one says, if at the end of this thing, we want to see Ramaphosa probably standing up and becoming the president that he promised to be. Yeah. He's been making all sorts of promises and very poor on delivery.
All right, comrade. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, ne?
Thanks, my brother.
All right. That is Zugile Majova, our political analyst. You know, I wish I had social media. During that whole segment, everybody was on social media. I could see. I told you this shit is boring.
Politics.
Yeah, I told you this shit is boring.
Wait,
hey, Tuso, look at Tuso. He was on Instagram there. Or OnlyFans. Which one were you on? You on Twitter. I saw you on Twitter.
No,
Instagram.
I was on Twitter, actually. I was, because you remember we were talking about Lukaku being from Congo. Then I'd heard, did you hear the story of they were trying to auction skulls of Congolese that, you know, when Belgium, Leopold had, they were like in charge, taking over Congo and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were trying to sell skulls of dead Africans.
What?
Auction house in Belgium.
For real?
Yeah, I was trying to auction off skulls of dead Africans they killed during their reign over Congo. So when we saw about that, I was like, oh, fuck, that happened. And I was just checking it out, yes. And it's true. Fact checker can check it.
Okay, good comeback, but you were still on Twitter. I saw you. You were
really Nah, son. Come on, son.
Fed checker wasn't... Neo was very interested in that.
Of course.
Oh, no. This is his stuff.
Bro. You on Twitter, Ghost Late, I saw.
No,
but
you're
on your phone. No, you're on your phone.
Yeah.
I told you niggas, man. If you just tuned into the podcast and you heard that segment, you'd think it's 7:02, bro.
Nah, but it's issues that really matter, bro.
Nah, I know it's issues that matter.
It's shit that really matters.
But it's boring.
Yeah, but some shit that matters is boring, yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me. I don't agree with disagree with you.
But what are you saying I agree with? And what do you feel? Who would be the, if let's say Cyril were to step down, who would you think would be the best to take over?
Who are you asking?
Both of you. Especially you.
I think it was bullshit that Khalil Mutlante's name was even mentioned. The man stepped ahead 12 years ago.
Exactly.
The man was caretaker president or whatever.
Who's the one that said, show me the clip, I want that guy?
Lebo Kungubele. No, that's Jeff Khatebe.
That's Jeff, yes.
Devon Gogo's dad. Yeah, that's Jeff Khatebe. Yeah,
I want Devon Gogo.
You want Tim to show us the clip? The country clit, eh? Show me the clip.
But I hate that ANC like always has to recycle old names. That's my just.
Bro,
I
was like, what? Khalima Mutlante. 12 years down the line, no one in their 40s is decent enough, qualified enough.
Talking about Paul Mashatile, like.
And these are the leaders you guys are choosing. You guys are voting for. Yeah, you guys.
How crazy is it that Carl Niehaus predicted this, eh? Remember when we interviewed Carl Niehaus?
Man, I saw him yesterday in Roseburg coming from the dry cleaner. Yeah. You're right, he did actually predict that.
Yeah. Anyway, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, man? What's been going on?
How are you guys feeling about this Belinda Mago, the racist from
Benoni? She's not in prison yet.
No, she was in prison briefly and came out.
Who's that?
The racist. Remember, she was
There's
the woman.
So many, man.
There's so many. There's so many.
Okay, so
South Africa racist in all shapes and sizes with every style.
So it's Mago or Mako, you know, a white woman from Benoni. Apparently, in defense of pit bulls, went on a rant on a video calling. On a video calling for mass killing of black men and saying that black women must also be removed, like their wombs must be removed.
Yo! Yeah, she said black women, take all black women and girls, remove their wombs and eggs.
Because they give birth to black men.
We do not, they can't keep producing. Jeez. They're the worst thing to happen ever.
Oh my.
Then
goodness.
She went on to say dogs, the dog, animals deserve a warm bed and a warm meal. They do less harm than black people. Oh,
so in a quote, what she said also is like, I'm very passionate about this. Ban them, kill them, shoot them, and get rid of them because they are the problem. Not pit bulls, not animals. Animals are beautiful. Animals, they deserve a warm bed, food, love, attention, and everything else. Listen, God created those animals. Who created black men? Do you think God? Question mark. I don't think so.
But we've always known that. Have you seen on the highway, like, those vans with those Afrikaners that do construction? Mm-hmm. The dog's always in the front and then the blacks are at the back.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still see such things?
Yeah. Oh,
whoa.
What do you mean? Every day. What
every
do you mean?
Day.
Oh, every day. We see it.
Wow.
Racism is rife and it's out there.
No, I'm just saying, I've never seen racism. I know does exist, and we, you know, in
you live in Centurion. Surely you should see a bucky filled with black people and a white guy with a dog in front. I see it every time I'm in Pretoria and Centurion.
Wow. Okay. Maybe I just don't notice. Maybe I'm just one of those people.
So what happened to her? Like, what's going on with her now?
So, okay, obviously, like, I think, for instance, her landlord did evict her. Because obviously they say. And I think also, you know, she tried this thing of her blood, her sugar levels were low because she's diabetic. Mm. That was the reason for her going on this rant. She tried making that excuse, which is obviously.
Wow, she's blaming her on diabetes.
Yes. Diabetes, can you believe?
I don't understand.
Racist always have fucking excuses, eh?
Excuses.
All
imagine.
Of them, Penny Sparrow, Adam Katzavellos. All these racists, when they get caught, they always have fucking excuses.
Yeah,
what I don't understand.
Why don't you say, I stick by my word. I meant it. I said it. Because there's so many things she said there.
Exactly.
It can't be the sugar level.
Bro, if you hate black people so much, why would you go to a country where majority of the people are black?
Why would you even stay here?
Yeah. Just leave.
Go to Australia. Go to New Zealand.
Leave.
I mean, in New Zealand, they're causing problems. The New Zealanders don't like them there.
Yeah.
They're causing problems. The New Zealanders are like, don't fucking come with your racism bullshit here.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck off. You're right.
Yeah.
Bro. And what's the South African Human Rights Commission going to do? Like, she definitely, like, we need to make a proper example. But I think Penny Sparrow ended up in prison, didn't she? Because Adam Katzavellos pleaded guilty to human injury. Remember Adam Katzavellos?
Yeah.
The one who was in a Greek beach saying, peaceful,
no black persons in sight.
You know what the problem is, right? And that's why I think they need to end up in prison. Because when they stay outside, they continue to have normal lives.
Yeah.
Like now, the landlord is possible, Yashaya. And when the landlord kicks her out, there's another racist white
of
landlord
course.
Who's going to say, oh, it's fine, you can come live here. Mm. And another company that will say, hey, guess what? We've got a policy. Mm. It's unwritten, but guess what? We've got a Afrikaans-speaking only policy at our workplace. Come. They'll always look out for one another
of
and
course.
They'll always back one another up. Mm. The racists are not going to see one of them fall through the cracks because of racism and then say, ooh, we're not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Mm. No.
They're always like, ah, we got you, come through. Mm. You know, so that's the sad part of it.
That's the sad part.
You know what I mean? That's why I'm like, if they're still out in society, a white racist in South Africa will be fine because other racists will take care of them. Mm. That's why they need to get fucking thrown in prison because it is a crime according to our laws, isn't it?
Yeah, it
so,
is.
What the fuck don't they end up in prison and get serious sentences?
Mm.
You know? Because I think we've accepted, all of us, that we're always going to have racists in the country, right? But they must fucking stay racist internally or within their fucking homes and not bring that shit out to society. There's no space for that shit.
But the thing is, they can't just stay in their homes because they'll have to go outside in the public, and that's where they start bringing all their shit in the public.
Prison.
So it's like, go, move out of, leave the country.
We got to interview a racist, man. And find out
like a proud racist, yeah,
like, what the fuck's wrong with you, man?
Like a proud, yeah, a
but
proud
we know
racist.
What's wrong with them, bro?
Mm.
I mean, we know, nah, fucker. We know what's wrong with them.
Mm.
You know, they fucked.
Yeah.
It's a sickness. It's like, it's a sickness.
And when we invite like them, we must invite all our family
like
members.
They're sick in their head.
It must just be full of black people here.
Yeah.
It's in like, fact, with them, it's worse. It's not even like a sickness, it's taught. You know, it's taught by the kids. I wouldn't even want to say it's a sickness, a mental sickness, because that's to say it's not their fault.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
But it's taught. It's taught by the parents. The kids are not racist. You know, when I went to my kids' thingy last night.
Aww.
School concert.
Hey. You
know? How did shut you up.
When you see the kids, they're nice. They play together. They're nice. You know, Maku. He's nice. You know, he's a nice little chap.
Mm.
Wait till Marco's fucking 20, 18, 16. You know, he hates black now. You know, he's racist. Who teaches them?
Mm. The parents.
Yeah, my best friend was Hebrew. Jewish.
So did did he become
primary
racist?
School.
Yeah.
Okay. No. But I'm to what he's saying. Like when you're kids, you get along with everybody.
Yeah. When you're a kid, you get along with everyone, you know?
Mm.
Till you're old enough to learn things and keep things and beliefs in certain ways and ideologies, and your parents is what they teach you.
Yeah.
That's why it's like no kid is born fucked in the head, is born a killer or whatever. You know what I mean? It's the things around them, or they get conditioned by how they are treated or how they are taught.
What's stupid for me with all these racists, né, is that all of them have that black woman who's helping their whole households, who is doing absolutely everything, you know, staying with you guys, but you're gonna be turn around like this person literally is in your home, but you've got this hatred for black people.
Take care. She plays mommy when you're at work or you're at Hyde Park having tea at fucking midday.
Probably they even breastfeed your children, you know.
Bro, how crazy is the World Cup?
Oh, I love the World Cup.
Yes.
This World Cup
is insane, bro.
Last week, the World Cup was boring.
No, now it's on fire.
Is it?
The World Cup is on fire.
I love the World
Cup.
It's on fire.
Germany
is out. I think the heat is too much for them. They can't handle the heat, bro. Oh. Like, literally.
Nah, it's not the heat, bro. They just got... Like, just played shit. Like, let's be honest, bro. It's not the heat. And also, it's the World Cup. You know, it reminds me of... the arcade games, Street Fighter, or Mortal Kombat, where if you're going to fight in this person's area, it's icy, and this person's area, it's the World Cup.
Mm.
It's not the European Cup.
Mm.
So if it's the World Cup, it's played all over the world, you have to play in different conditions. That's what makes it the World Cup. You come to South Africa, you have to play Pakama Vuvuzela 10,000. It's the World Cup.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it's the beauty of it. So we can't blame heat and whatever. Teams just didn't perform, bro.
Yeah, bro. Who do you think is going to win, though?
Brazil. You remember?
Nah.
You saw I was wearing the Brazil thing. I should have worn it today. I'll wear it next. Brazil.
Hey, but
I've always been Brazil, by the way, way before.
But England is looking strong, bro. England.
You know, it's a Declan Rice.
Yeah.
He took an empty suitcase for the World Cup trophy to Qatar to return and put it in that trophy.
You lost.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win, Ghost Lady?
I'm not sure. I'm not following it.
Oh, you don't know the countries? Or what?
No, I know the countries. Oh, okay. If anything, I wanted to ask you guys, is it true?
Man, tell him Italy. Says you support Italy. You're with Italy.
No, no, not Italy.
What do you mean, Italy? They won, like, they bear a good country. Not Italy. Why not Italy?
Okay, I'll have to. No, I don't know which one should win.
Because you heard them.
Do you think Ronaldo should win?
That's why.
Huh? Ronaldo the country should win.
Ronaldo the country. Isn't it Portugal? I know country.
Ronaldo the country.
Ronaldo the. Or Messi the country. Wow, wow. No. I heard Uruguay and is it South Korea?
Yeah.
They were playing. And apparently the lineup, all the guys' surnames are Kim. Is it, did you, is that true?
Isn't that South Korea or?
South Korea.
Kim.
Yeah, a lot of the guys, or is it the player that played defense? It's their surnames were Kim. So it was just like, it's hilarious for the commentators because they'll be like, you pass to Kim and then Kim takes the, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that,
no. No, no, is that
I
true?
Think, I think it may be South Korea, but yeah, there's certain instances like that. Like in Denmark or Finland, you'll find that they're all sons.
Yeah,
let's call Uruguay. It couldn't have been Uruguay or Uruguay. It couldn't have been. Maybe South Korea or I don't know. Like, but it happens. No, it happens. Even like with Denmark or Finland, it's going to be son. Like Sigurdsson, Ericsson, Watwatson, Nanason.
Yes.
So it does in countries where they've got a suffix or a prefix with the names.
That a lot of.
That was dope. I like that.
That's my contribution for the World Cup segment.
Wow, so you don't know, you don't think any team, you're not supporting any team, you're not invested in the World Cup.
As Ronaldo the country, Cristiano Ronaldo the country, or Messi the country.
All right, what else you got for us, man?
Did you see the Spotify list of the top 10?
Yeah.
Did you check it out?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? Uh-huh. Okay. So
what's top 10 of what?
The most streamed songs. So Kabza is actually number one.
Who?
Kabza.
Streamed artists or songs?
Yes.
More than Sete?
No.
Hey,
this
bro, Kabza, bro. Kabza drops like how many?
Bro, Sete's about to break Jerusalem's record of being number one for the most weeks. I think Jerusalem is 14 weeks. Sete's on 13
locally
weeks.
Or international? No, well, locally, you see.
Yeah.
But the numbers, the streaming numbers of Sete, they can't get close to Jerusalem. Can't touch Jerusalem.
Kabza is one.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you all the 10. So 10 is Aries. Yeah. 9 is Amufaku. And 8 is Joy Celebration.
Wow.
7 is Makati.
Hey.
6, Nasty C. Mm. 5, Young Stunner. And 4, Blackie. 3, Melo and Sleazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then 2, DJ Maporisa. And 1, Kabza.
It reminds me, during the week, this week was crazy, man. We shot some crazy episodes this week. So we shot a new show called Amapiano Wrapped. We invited like managers, DJs, promoters in the Amapiano space.
Okay.
And we ranked the top 10 biggest acts of Amapiano this year.
Oh, so it's a round table.
Yeah, it's a round table.
And should we wait?
Yeah, I'll drop it. I'll drop it last week of December.
You have to give us something. Who's in the top 10? Like, you know, come on, man.
But if I give you, why would you watch then?
Then you're not going to give us everything, right?
No. What I will say is
Scouts are number one, obviously.
What I will say is that there's a lot of times I wanted, because I was the host, so I wasn't part of the panel, but there's a lot of times I disagreed with them. Like, the we did a category of the biggest street, what is it called now?
Anthem.
Yeah, street anthem.
Street anthem,
yeah. Their top 5 was shit. Terrible.
What's your number one?
Street anthem.
According to your opinion, not the findings of the round table.
Street anthem.
Yeah.
Okay, so to give it context, a street anthem is a song that was made popular by the streets. Mm. It's not like based on promotion or like
PR, FLA, yeah.
So the streets made it big. Right now, I'd have to say Tobe Itza, dog.
Yeah, right now, definitely.
Yeah. Wow.
By far.
Yeah.
Right now, Tobe Itza.
Not Sfiso's one, the original.
Not which Sfiso's?
Tobe Itza, wah, wah, wah.
Daniel was like, hey, I heard they released a Maskandi to it. Referring to the live when they were doing suppressing ish.
Yeah.
But you see, the thing is, I think you're only saying that because it's top of mind at the moment. Yeah. There have been crazy songs.
Even
dropped. I'm trying to think.
Pulaye. Akutli. That's a street anthem.
Was Cubs just doing those ad-libs, ne?
No.
Not that one.
Some other crew.
But there have been so many songs, bro. Down the Train was also.
Yeah, Down the Train.
Was big with Angelic, and I hate that I forget the other
Tubson.
Kid. And it's because it's the other kid who obviously did the production.
I think it's Tubson. I think so.
Yeah, Down the Train.
Could there have
been
wrong.
So
Please
many songs, us. Man. Yeah. Yo, fuck, I'm forgetting now.
But who do you think is the biggest act in Mapiano this year, according to you?
Young Stunner.
Nah.
Hey.
That's what I thought, though.
Oh, Young Stunner. Young Stunner, my 13.
Hey, you should have been in the panel. That panel, my man.
How did you curate those guys, bro?
No, it's guys in the game, you know?
Nah, Young Stunner, bro.
Nah.
You see, but the thing is... Young Stunner,
if you were to ask me, it's between Young Stunner and Musa Keys.
That's what I thought. Musa Keys
had a phenomenal.
I thought Musa Keys
up,
when you asked.
Musa
up.
Keys had a phenomenal time though, yeah. But Young Stunner has been on bigger songs that he made big just by his presence.
Bro, Musa Keys.
Ngobimizwa yami yophelela kuwe. Kola, Young Stunner is the shit. Young Stunner is a beast, bro.
Musa Keys can sing.
Yes, Young Stunner can sing.
He can dance. He produces his own music. He can DJ. He's got the fucking swag. I don't even know where he buys those clothes now.
Yeah, he makes some of them. Space. Some of them he makes.
He makes his own clothes.
Yeah. Come on.
Damn.
Piano superstar.
Yo.
Yeah, piano superstar or biggest piano brand / best piano all-rounder. Musa Keys. See, DJs. Musa Keys. Piano all-rounder, Musa Keys.
Mm.
Yeah, but a guy who had a phenomenal year, bro. Young Stunner, I have a fear to you. Mm. A Young Stunner, Joe, is just some... Young Stunner sings, he's poetic. On other songs, when he enters a song, there's no song where you can say Young Stunner, bambulele. Like.
Yeah.
Name me one song. There's songs that can say Musa Keys. But, you know, here he just did the... Or... You know what I mean? But like, Young Stunner, bro.
Yeah.
And I love Musa Keys. I'm a huge Musa Keys fan.
Yeah.
But to be objective, Young Stunner, I fucking hell. Bro.
You Ghost Lady, your biggest piano actor of the year?
No, I said Musa Keys. That's when I just him immediately. I thought Musa Keys. Guys.
Let's ask a 2000. Fat check, are you?
Musa Keys is 2000. Yeah. You're Musa 2000.
And Young Stunner. It's super 2000.
Yeah. Obviously, Young Stunner.
Nah.
Obviously.
We gotta reshoot that show, man. And get a new panel, man.
Okay. I Young Stunner number 6.
Hey, man. I was like, what? And I couldn't say anything because I was the host, you know. Yeah, so I didn't want to impose myself.
You're just facilitating the conversation.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But anyway, make sure you check it out. Actually, drop us a comment in the comment section below. Let us know who your biggest piano act was this year. But yeah, man, it's going to be dope. Another episode we shot, né, which made me realize how important this platform is, was with Tolles Mo.
Yo!
How was it?
Crazy, insane. I realized after shooting the show that like there's nowhere else he could have gone and said what he said.
No.
There's
else.
No other platform. Wow. No other.
Hey, Tolles Mo!
Huh?
That's going to be a wild episode. Like, I mean, you know, the man has been having things on his chest and he wanted to speak, and we literally gave him that. And it's literally the whole show, just him speaking.
Yeah, but he's right though, man. This feminism shit must fall, man. This shit is fucked up, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, toxic feminism.
Yes. I don't even think these people realize the impact and how much they destroy lives, bro.
Mm.
Men's lives, you know? Because it seems to me like there's a crew of women who disguise themselves as feminism.
Feminists.
But But their whole objective is just to destroy men's lives. That's it.
That's the agenda, yeah?
You know,
yeah,
and it's sad.
Feminism.
Yeah, and it's sad because, like, men are the backbone and the last of a family, you know, like the last...
Line of defense.
Yeah, line of defense of a family. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever seen a female hobo?
Yeah.
They're there, but few and far between, let's be honest.
What? You've seen a female hobo?
Yes.
Oh. Weird.
Oh. I know a couple in Hillbrook.
CBD, Pretoria.
I know an Uber couple, literally. They
Sunnyside.
Slip under the
They're not prostitutes.
No,
a couple. Like
like begging, like asking for money.
Yes.
Yeah, like begging, like beggars, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real.
Ah, no. Bro.
Hey, man.
I've never.
I've seen even the white ones. Yeah, white women.
No, man, those aren't cracked, though.
Yeah, that's just... Yeah, but I mean, even the black hobos, the females.
Yeah.
Generally, if you see a black homeless, like, hobo woman, she's probably on drugs.
Yeah,
but for the sake of my point, let's just say we haven't. Ne?
They're few and far between.
Your point
can still be made. They're in the minority. For every 100 men who are homeless hobos, bashawe impilo, not drug addicts, genuine, like, things just went bad for them.
Mm.
There's like one woman,
yeah.
You know, for every 100 of niggas who are, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not taking away from the fact
I'm sucking that, but from our observation.
I'm not taking away the fact that there is GBV in the country.
And people are being raped.
I'm not taking that away.
Yeah.
But there's this movement, man. It's crazy. It's insane.
It's toxic feminism.
Fucking hell.
Mm. You know, I think you were raised by a mom. I'm raised by a mom. We all believe in the idea that women need, you know, more platforms, need more better treatment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's feminism, I guess, a part of it. But the toxic ones, that is just like about fucking up a man. You know what I mean? Or it shouldn't be misdirected. And I think any cause can go very left or very south very fast when it's hijacked, you know, by wrong agendas.
Bro, if
same
you
with
listen,
the Me Too.
If you listen to Tolles Mo's story,
yeah.
It's heartbreaking, bro.
And then you realize that
I can't wait to hear it.
Sneak peek, because he was found innocent by the court, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So no one must come here and say we gave a rapist a platform and shit, you know? Like the charge, a female white charge, was appalled and
the
disgusted.
The court was meant to be for 3 days.
Was disgusted
in,
by
in
the accusation.
The first day, she was like, nah, this is just a waste of state resources. Oh, you must... Oh, bro.
And he wasn't found innocent because of a lack of evidence, because it happened years ago, because there's always that thing about rape, right?
Yes, yes,
it's difficult to prove it happened years ago.
Yeah.
There were just blatant lies, like just other things that were like proven in court to be lies, like just among achas.
And feminism is
so
bullshit.
Sad.
Do you think there's a woman out there who wouldn't want to just chill at home and the husband does everything?
No, there's plenty of women who would love to, support themselves, who want to be independent.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Huh?
Maslow's hierarchy of needs. At the bottom, it's the comfort, the money, and whatnot and stuff. But at the end, there's things like self, you know, purpose. Some people really want to wake up and feel like they're doing something.
Yeah,
that's why you find
achieve.
Even wives of rich niggas have a shop or run a nursery school. So some people really want to get up and do something, not for money, but for the fulfillment that it comes.
Yeah. Not in this
Maslow's
country.
Hierarchy.
I'm
not
here.
In this country. Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
I'm here.
Ah, you're one of the boys.
Check out, what's the Maslow's hierarchy of needs? What does it say?
Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Hey, by the way, Fetchek, what do you think about this feminism thing, man? Are you for it?
Fact checker with the long dreadlocks and Whoopi Goldberg glasses who looks like a feminist. she literally
like,
looks like
a feminist in training.
She's a feminist.
She's going to erupt.
She's a proper
give her
feminist.
10 years. Eh?
Parents were in
exile.
Exile and stuff. She's like a proper feminist.
Nubian
queen.
The hierarchy of needs, there's 5 levels. It's physiology, safety, love, and belonging.
That's housewife.
Esteem and
that's the low.
Self-actualization.
Ha! You see, that's the
at
problem.
The top, right?
Housewives are at the bottom.
No! But no, I'm saying that the safety. Safety, money, you live in Centurion, you belong to a nice, you've got a WhatsApp group of white ladies and stuff that you talk about, cheesecake recipes. That's at the bottom. Then at the top, it's...
You know,
you're doing amazing work on the podcast. You wake up, you've got a sense of
belonging.
Not belonging within the community, but a belonging on earth because you've got a purpose. That's the top.
The top one is actually food and clothing.
Yeah.
Like, food, clothing? Oh, hey, now I know. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
You see, sorry for being on. Is it?
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
And isn't shelter also?
Exactly.
Okay, yes. It's self-actualization. Transcendence. Transcendence is the first one. Then it's self-actualization.
Oh,
then
self-actualization.
Then it's aesthetics. Then it's cognitives. Then it's esteem, belonging, and
love. I'm just hearing money, safety. Money,
no, no, no,
money,
no, 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 no,
money,
no, no,
money,
no,
money,
no,
money,
no,
money.
Self-actualization at the top is defined by morality, creativity, problem-solving, reaching one's full potential.
Yeah.
So, seeing people as spiders chill and have money come from God knows where, or husband, or wife, even for a nigga, you know, you wouldn't be satisfied. If I had if I married a billionaire's child now, I wouldn't be happy if she said, I'm going to just chill at home and be a rock star and just go blow the money at Hyde Park at 12 midday. I'm like, how? And then it's going to be nice for a month or two. And then I'll be like, what the fuck? This is frustrating. I want to do something with my life. And that's the top.
We hear you, Mr. Sol.
No,
yeah, what you're saying is true.
But you're right. A lot of women would want that, but they'll be bored out of their skulls with that in the first year.
Bro, there wouldn't be real housewives of Atlanta, Joburg, Cape Town, if that was the case.
That's a job.
Yeah. Sorry, what?
The Real Housewives is also a job.
They get paid.
What do you think about the feminist movement?
I don't believe in it. It doesn't go with my moralistic values and norms. I do believe that there isn't such a thing as 50-50. There's 60-40. Mm. And sometimes the female carries the 60% and sometimes the male carries the 60%. Yeah. So it just depends on what's happening. I do believe in gender stereotypicalness.
Tato, you chose well.
You got a good one.
You chose well. You
got a good one. And he was the first to clap. You saw that. Who's carrying 60 right now? She's the one with the Beamer. She's the one with the Beamer. She's the one with the BMW. Who's carrying the 60? In fact, it sounds like 80, fam. It sounds like 80. She's the one with the Beamer. Okay, you got the iPhone 14, though. Right? You got the iPhone 14, though. Yeah? Oh, Cheryl! She bought the iPhone 14!
Oh, she got the 60 for real.
Oh, she bought the... But it's fine. He's going to be up soon. He's going to be like a mogul, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to be like a media mogul, audiovisual media mogul, and then he'll pay it back. Yeah,
and
it's fine.
Patient.
And she's saying, patient. She says she's very patient. That's
very
good.
Patient.
That's good.
Yeah, but you can see he's focused. He's not running around chasing after skirts
exactly.
and stuff. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He's doing his job.
So you're dropping,
we need more women like you.
You're dropping more than the eye.
I didn't get that one.
iPhone 14, eye drop.
Hey, I don't get it.
That was high grade. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Brother school one, that one.
No, but shout out to you,
we
man.
We had 50 minutes.
But shout out to you. I missed that again.
50 minutes. This is what happens. No. Yeah, 50 minutes. This is what happens.
Oh, it's just time, man. Yeah. It's Mukwabo time. But see, yeah, I'm talking. Yeah, you're like, fucking shit up. Like, nah, but shout out to you. We need women who can hold down their dudes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, before we finish with the feminism talk, man, you must check out a TED talk by a lady called Alma Akob.
Elma Akob.
Yeah. I'll put the link. She was talking about how it's a Western ideology that Africans adapted, but it doesn't work for Africans.
What, feminism?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because of what... Generally how we've always been raised and how everybody's been raised.
Yes.
But we've always been raised to respect women,
but
don't get it wrong.
No, but the thing is, with respect in the African culture, it's not about gender. It's about age. So, for example, if you go home, whoever's the oldest, whether it's a man or a woman, we respect that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's always been a thing where we respect women. We, you know what I mean? It's not like...
No,
Africanism has never been anti-woman.
Yeah, but it's not a gender thing. Like, okay, when you go home, ne?
Yeah.
And Ugogo is the oldest.
Yes.
We all respect her.
Ugogo, true.
Or even like now, when you go to, like for example... Exactly, like for example, my helper is older than me. Mm. So I call her Mama. Mm-hmm. You know, like with respect, even though she's working for me because she's older.
No. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
The thing is, with this whole feminist thing, as in to taking it back here to Africa, is that we adopted something, but it's also because of the irresponsibility of men.
Yes.
So also the cause was men becoming irresponsible in taking care of their families. That's when women had to rise.
True.
And that's where all now we have to adopt these things of feminism rising. Obviously it's for the good, but now it's taking a bad turn also.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. It's time for some announcements, man. All right, let me go. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, in celebration of 800,000 subscribers, we've got some limited edition podcast and chill flops.
Oh, dope. I've seen you wear those. The red and black ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dope.
So we've got red, green, black, and there's 800 of each color.
Ha.
Because we're celebrating 800,000 subscribers.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so it's first come, first serve.
Where can they get them?
On the website. This is macg.com. First come, first serve at $3.99. So limited edition. We're never going to make these ever again. And please, if you do buy, give us 7 to 14 days to deliver. Niggas, when they buy shit... Yeah. Now, in an hour, they want it.
Yeah, be a bit kind, you know, or understanding. We're not take a lot, and all those guys with the big offices and warehouses in every province with every stock ready to go as soon as an order is received.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of our chillers shop online, so that's normally the standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they know when you buy stuff from an app, an international brand, let's say Adidas or whatever, and the stuff comes from God knows where in the world, you'll wait as well. So, yeah, 2 weeks sounds fair, man.
Yeah, man.
Fact-checker's got her hand up.
What's happening, fact-checker?
My question was, does this include the weekends or excluding weekends? Is it 7
is it
to 14
days?
Working days or just 7 14 to 14 days?
Hey, man.
Just say working days, bro. Just say working days. It's long. Just say
working days.
Working days.
There you go. Fact-checker has spoken.
Yeah.
7 to 14 working days.
That's Monday to Friday.
Oh, man. I got to tell you this. The craziest thing happened, Sol Penduka.
What happened, bro?
So I got an email from a chiller, right?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Mac, listen, this is my name. I'm from this company. We want to plan an event to honor you in Venda, right? Mm-hmm. So this event is like massive, bro. Like they're going to have like the kings from Venda there, ministers. There's going to be like helicopters, convoys. Like it's a big thing. Whoa. So Venda's shutting down just to honor me on that day.
Whoa.
And he's like, we would rather honor you while you're still alive instead of, you know, when you've passed on. So the event is happening, man. It's fucking crazy. So I'm like, I read this email. I'm like, oh, here we go, another Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah!
I'm thinking Tom Cruise right now.
Yeah, but it's for real. It's happening, bro.
Yo.
Are you for real?
I kid you not.
So where is he from?
From Venda.
Yeah, but like, is he... You are sending you in the capacity of what?
So he's...
municipality?
He's part of a foundation that's organizing the event.
Wow, bro.
Bro, how crazy?
Shout out to them. That's beautiful,
dude,
man.
Apparently it's going to be massive, bro.
That is beautiful, man.
Like, all the ministers are coming out. They're going to give me a vendor thing, like, that the kings wear.
Hi,
bro. Bro, it's like an inauguration type vibe.
Name Mendele.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They gave me the kiss of the city. They gave the wrong guy.
You're you guys always had the keys to the city. No, though, you've always
when
had the keys
happening?
To the city.
Yeah, so the celebration will be hosted on the 30th of December at Elias Nefara Eco Estate, Amashau Venda. This event will kickstart the biggest historical convoy ever to be hosted in Africa. To book yourself a seat and to be part of the convoy, please visit our social media for more details. Kaza. The hotline for anyone that wants to come and need more information, 082-223-3441.
Yo, that's beautiful.
Bro, they're shipping out my whole family.
Shit.
Like, it's crazy, bro. This
so we're coming through?
Yeah.
You're coming through. Wow. Yeah.
It's going to be on TV as well.
Hey,
TV,
bro, national TV.
This thing is big, bro. It's like the king has arrived.
And it's beautiful. And I think we've got to start having that culture of celebrating one another while we're alive, you know?
So what are the Xhosa people doing for you?
Shay, jeez.
Because, lady, the Zulu people, what are they doing
King
for you?
Mrs. Zulu.
Let's fuck.
Shut down Kanta for me, please.
Yeah, fuck you, bro.
I need Kanta shut down, guys. How?
It's not about us, man.
Zulu people, please stand up.
Hey, what are you?
Oh, this Peter Maritz Peck, do something.
Hey, Coast Lady, I'm a wash the quad, I'm a hoopy. Ban is bon sack, Coast Lady, ban, you know. What? Talk about my coast. Problem, man.
Hey, it's Kulumanga when we are Bodaga, I'm not going to say that.
I don't want anything. I probably won't even show up for man, you know. Yeah, I'm cool, man. I want to say in Crane, in spotlight, as on some big spotlight, you know. But that's beautiful, man.
Bro, it's insane.
That is really
I don't believe it. I still don't believe it. I'll believe it when I'm on stage.
Whoa.
And yeah. You meet the king. And the king doesn't stay far from up the road, his palace.
Oh, yeah.
From so, the Mkwebos there.
Yeah.
It's
insane, man.
Beautiful, man.
But you've met the king before.
No.
Oh, so don't
but
be the
your family's prominent in the neck of the woods,
yeah.
Padzima and stuff. Padzima, how come the family? Yeah. You've never met the king.
Remember,
or he's
I'm
never
this side
come
most
for
of
lunch.
The time. Yeah, I'm this side most of the time. I grew up in Joburg most of the time
because
I left Venda primary school.
But the Mkwebos and the royal family, they could.
Fuck, that's gonna be insane.
That's gonna be nuts, man.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
Crazy.
Anything else you wanna talk about, my dog?
Nah. Hey, Kevin Hart is coming. Are you coming? Are you going? Oof. Are you a fan?
Not really, man.
Not really, yeah.
Yeah, it's Kevin Hart.
Did you see the tickets?
I saw them, but I don't want to talk about that because I think it's a ploy to get people talking about it and marketing the whole thing.
Oh.
To be honest, I saw.
I don't want to talk about it. Says the guy who brought up Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
No, not the ticket prices, though. But, I mean, comedy. You're a fan of comedy.
Yeah.
Attended his the last time.
How was he? Here. Is he funny, that guy? Like...
Yeah,
I don't like PG comedy, man. I like those guys that are like.
Oh yeah, you look like Trevor Noah. He's PG,
yeah,
family friendly. You want the guys gonna say, "Man, I fucked the midget" or whatever, right?
Yeah.
True, you're that kind of guy. Yeah, it's expected of him. Like,
wow, but,
John Flismas, yeah.
Oh, hey, John
crude,
Flismas.
Like
crass,
ugly,
yeah. Trevor Kumbi used to be like that. I don't know if he's still like that.
Yes,
Trevor Kumbi was like the best at that. Yeah, dope, man.
Wow.
But I got a musical shout out. Shout out to, you know, have you heard of a guy called Nduduzo Makatini?
Oh, shit. Sorry. No, I love Trevor. I mean, I love Kevin Hart, man. Shit, we might interview him. We're working on interviewing.
Yeah.
Hey, we love Trevor, man. That Kevin Hart's got my heart.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Now they'll still bring him. We're the biggest podcast, bro. They'll still bring him.
Yeah,
but you know how teams are. His team is probably gonna take a clip.
Nah, nonsense. They'll still bring him. We're the biggest platform in the country, so they'll still bring him.
I mean, so we're working on having.
Kevin must bring him. That's dope. But our opinion's your opinion. It must remain.
Exactly, it's your opinion.
Right, fuck that shit.
Yeah, and
but he's so hilarious, man. That guy.
Yeah, no, he's very funny. Okay, guys, you must cut off that other part. We are laughing because we're remembering all of his jokes.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Man, just happy about December, guys.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying.
Is everybody excited for the Christmas party?
Yes.
We have a Christmas party?
Yeah, this Thursday, right?
This Thursday.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about it.
We posted in the group, man.
Oh, shit.
On Thursday.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Did you confirm the venue?
We are just tying up the... Yeah.
How long does it take?
You won't believe.
Yeah?
Oh.
I want to have someone jump out of a cake or something. Let's
you won't something believe.
Dope. Or it's just Bri and alcohol.
Just Bri. Mingling with colleagues.
Yeah. Starting relationships.
Let's have someone jump, you know, like out of a cake or something, like, you know.
And there's a pool, guys. Make sure you bring your
some nice stuff,
bikinis, bro. You know,
not PG now. And church year end parties. Let's have some excitement.
Look, to be honest, it's not really a Christmas party. We're just there to accompany Tato and...
and fact checker.
Yeah.
You see, like, who can have a play wedding, you know? That's exciting. So I'm fundi, see? And then, we'll lay out the meat on naked bodies there. Well, have fun, man. You know, you guys are willing to do that, right? Yeah. Just for fun. Fun.
Let's have a play with
it's for fun. Be a team. Team spirit. Be a team member, man.
How?
Play along. It's a teamwork.
Yeah.
Boy, I saw you through my lens.
Yeah, I saw you through my lens. And I focused on you. So I went on a fact-finding mission. And I found missionary. I bought missionary. Tato Mukho. Yes, my baby. Yeah.
Hey, man, we are here. This has been Podcast in Jail.
Have a tanda now.
Boom.
Bye.
Oh,
to
advertise, email
podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.